Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's a playoff win. That song can come out at any point. And honestly, after day two of the draft, I needed this song. I needed it bad. Real, real bad. This is the type of energy I needed after watching Dylan Gabriel go and my face be physically warm from frustration in watching the Browns make that selection. But today's a good day because the Cavs have gone up 3-0 on the Miami Heat. By the way, without Jackson Sweet Prince and Darius Garland, we got none of Darius. Yeah, no Darius today. It was just a toe issue he was dealing with.
Just a big toe issue, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just naturally. Missing games for a big toe. I mean, if you're going to miss a game, Miami Heat series is the time to do it. Make sure you get that right. So I never even, like, I saw Darius out, and I'm like, I don't even know that changes the Cavs' outcome. But if you would have told me that Darius doesn't play, Donovan Mitchell goes through in the game and scores a whopping 13 points and shoots 4 of 14, it made me guess the score. I'm like, well, maybe the Cavs squeak out a win. Maybe they find it somewhere else. Yeah, I would not have guessed that they won by 37. The Miami Heat are dead. The pronunciation. Time of death, whatever time this game concluded, and probably actually at about halfway through the third quarter of this game, you can pronounce the Miami Heat dead in the 2024-2025 season. But these playoffs are done. Okay, you should walk in for game four and just call this one a sweep, and it shouldn't be close. And really the most fun thing, I think, about this game was it shows you that the Cavs' depth matters. And that the Cavs can win in multiple ways. Because when you don't have Darius, and then Donovan only goes for 13, you know you're going to have people step up elsewhere. And it was all of the spots that you'd expect them to step up, stepped up. Sam Merrill started and played 19 minutes, didn't have a single point. But you got 19 out of Mobley, 22 out of Allen on 8 of 9 shooting. You got another 18 out of Max Strus, 21 out of DeAndre Hunter. Double digits, 13 out of Ty Jerome. And Ty Jerome, sixth man of the year, should have been. Better than Peyton Pritchard. 33 over even on his plus minus. Like, yeah, they came out there and knew they were still the better team, proved they were still the better team, and did it while they just went in and honestly dominated inside the paint. And that was truly the difference in this game because Miami outshot you significantly and just dominated you. I mean, let's put it the simple way. They dominated you from beyond the arc. They shot 16 of 34. Now, the Cavs stayed on pace but shot six more threes and made one less, so 15 of 40. Like, the outside game did go to Miami today, which should be at least partially expected. Darius is off the floor. It's just another ball handler that's not there to help force defenders to help and crash the lane. But again, inside the paint, the Cavs were the dominant team, and you can see it by going through and looking at Mobley shooting at a high efficiency from inside the arc. Jared Allen leading the way with 22. But they showed you they win in another way. So much of this series has been, we're not even trying to be dominant in the paint. We'll beat you from outside. We'll just bank on us having the better players. Today was, let's go dominate inside the paint. You doubled what the Miami Heat put up and put up 60 points in the paint. You would have lost by 27 if you didn't shoot any shot from outside the paint. That doesn't feel great, but it's definitely a lot better than you look at in most games. I mean, again, a Cavs team that is just absolutely on fire. If you had any worries about this team, if for some reason your thought process would have been that the Heat could take you to seven games, I think that dream and that vision is dead. At this point, I just expect the Cavs to come out and close the door. Absolutely slam the door shut. This should be a four-game series. It should not be particularly close. There shouldn't be much of a battle coming out from Miami Heat, who probably don't feel a ton of confidence in this series in the way that it is right now. Being down 3-0, just losing at home and getting embarrassed in front of your home crowd. And you have an opportunity to not only have played a less physical team than the Boston Celtics had to play in the Orlando Magic, but also have that series go shorter because, of course, the Celtics dropping their last one to the Magic. Yes, it's now time to put the foot on the gas. Make sure you close out this series. And again, try to get yourself fresh heading into a playoff series against either the Pacers or the Bucks, and then hopefully an Eastern Conference Finals against the Boston Celtics. We'll get back to talking Browns here in just a minute, but I want to go out to the phones. Larry's in Elyria and wanted to comment on the Cavs. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Jake? Yeah, you wouldn't mention, man, the points in the paint, the rebounding, assist, they completely dominated the boards, man. Great job. Like you said, that bench, that's going to be the key. If we win the whole thing, most definitely, man. They're just doing a hell of a job. And it can be hard to cut some of the guys' minutes. You know that too, Jay. Like you mentioned too, with Diamond not really on fire and you had Darius out too, they did a hell of a job.
Yeah, I don't think that you could really look at it the way that they performed and ask for anything more. I mean, this team brought an 8-man rotation, if you don't count the guys that they brought in the end, and a couple of minutes from Okoro outside of that. But like, you went away from Okoro, you went into Dean Wade, who didn't score but played an impact on the defensive end and being able to facilitate the ball. Like, people want to talk about how the rotations shorten up, this team not going to be able to run the rotations they do. And I ultimately do think they'll shorten probably like 8-9 guys on a regular day. But you still see the reliance in the bench. Like, Ty Jerome, DeAndre Hunter are still out there getting equivalent minutes to a lot of the Cavs starters, and then you're needing a third and fourth guy to step up at some point off that bench as well. Hey, don't let people sway anybody away from the strength and numbers mentality that the Cavs have implied all year.
Yeah, right. Hey, take care. Thanks, Jake.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Larry. Again, the Cavs bench and the depth that they have is going to play an impact. And not even just if there's injury and you have an X guy to step up, but truthfully, they make an impact night in and night out. DeAndre Hunter and Ty Jerome, the team was most efficient while they were on the floor. The team was actually operating better with those two guys on the floor than they were with, you know, Donovan Mitchell out there, even, you know, Max Strus, who had an incredible game still. But those two guys were really the impact. You brought them in, and somehow the league grew, and it didn't shrink. All right. Let's leave that there. I know some of you guys wanted to jump in and get your comments off here on the Browns still as well. So let's go out, and let's talk to Thomas in Shaker Heights. What's going on, Thomas?
I got to throw a pass take real quick in there. Jared Garland, for you to be talking smack and sit out, come on, man. You better drop 30 tomorrow Monday.
Honestly, I think it's it's almost funnier because they talk about Darius not playing defense, clearly a talented offensive player, and he's hurt and doesn't play. And then Tyler Hero goes out, calls Darius back out, and then proceeds to not play defense and only score 13.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, the Heat are dead. I'm bored in the first round. That's a good sign for a championship team when you're bored in the first round. So I'm bored in the first round, so that's a good sign. Anyway, the draft, I like the two running backs. Honestly, I think that we got two really good running backs in the draft. I actually really like that. Hopefully, I think it means Curtin for Chubb. As far as the Sanders thing, I'm in the camp of people who didn't want Sanders at two. I was very happy the Browns didn't pick Sanders at two. I thought they learned their lesson. Getting a pick for next year is great. And we stacked our defense. I think our defense should be solid for the next few years. But my only problem is, my other thing is about Sanders, getting Sanders in the fifth round. It's like, you know, it kind of humbled the guy a little bit, you know, and he needed that humble. You know, he was too cocky for me. And you might think, oh, that's not an attribute that applies in the football field. But, you know, maybe that might humble him to work harder, to study film harder, and take his own career seriously in football. Because that was my biggest concern about him, is how serious will he take this, or would it just be a game to him? Because too many times these rich football players come in here, and they don't have that same drive, and they're just too cocky. And I was worried about his cockiness. I'm just happy that he kind of got humble. So, you know, I'm not mad about it at all, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody is, Thomas, to be honest. Like, I'm looking at him, and if you didn't want him, like, I was somebody who wanted him at two. If people didn't want him at two, that's perfectly fine. If you didn't want him in the first two rounds, I get that. But at some point, the talent that's left on the board that's surrounding Shedeur Sanders, and you look at the variable of the two in the fifth round and go, oh, that guy's just more talented than anybody else on the board. You got to take him.
Yeah. It wasn't a bad pick. But hopefully I humbled him, because him not being the first quarterback taken by the Browns should put even more hunger in his stomach. Like, dude, not only were you not a first-round pick, you weren't even the first quarterback we drafted, so you got to beat that guy out, and you got to beat out Joe Flacco before you're able to prove that you're the franchise guy. So, you know, I like putting that big chip on his shoulder, and we can really see what Shedeur is made of. And it's low risk, high reward. I have no problem with it. Have a wonderful night, sir.
Yep, you too, Thomas. Appreciate it. I don't know. Like, I feel like, see, this is the mentality, though. It's the mentality that I love to have, but it's a mentality that I don't necessarily think that, I don't know that Browns fans are going to keep this, but it feels like that they are, that you have a quarterback in Shedeur that's drafted in the fifth round and Dillon Gabriel that's drafted in the third round, right? And what I've been saying has already come to light, and Thomas just really brought it to an example there of, like, I like Shedeur in the fifth round. He's got a chip on his shoulder, and it's not only you have to beat out a Flacco and a Pickett, but you have to beat out Dillon Gabriel, who is drafted ahead of you. That's the mentality. Nobody's thinking about Dillon Gabriel having to go and beat out Flacco. It's, oh, well, there's another obstacle in front of Shedeur Sanders. Can he rise above it? Even though Shedeur got drafted in the fifth round, everybody in the city, in my eyes, is going to continue to compare it as if Shedeur was drafted in, like, the second round. It's like, okay, he's not going to start right out of the gate. We know that. But is he going to be able to propel himself to then actually push himself to be a starter in the first round, second round talent he was projected to be? And that's where it's, again, just very confusing to me of why the Browns make the move, right? We can bring this conversation back full circle. I just don't understand how you go through and make the decision then to have Shedeur after Gabriel and feel like that doesn't create more dysfunction in an already dysfunctional quarterback room and an already dysfunctional organization when it comes to finding the quarterback position.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You went out and compiled a quarterback room of four guys, two of them who we have not seen touch the field in the NFL, that people just don't have a ton of faith in. Or don't have a reason to have faith in. You don't have a true number one leader on the field in that room. Like, Flacco is a leader of men in his own way, but he's not in his current state a guy that you look at and go, well, of course Flacco's going to start in this room. There's not many quarterback rooms that are like that, and almost no quarterback rooms that compile four guys of that exact same stature. That's the part that confuses me, and why does it make sense why you go through and you actually do that. 216-474-0092. We'll wrap things up talking Browns. Before we get there, Junior's in Grafton, want to jump in on the Cavs. What's up, Junior?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. What do you got?
Hey, I just watching that game today with the Cavs, I've never seen on TV a team take away the manhood of another team halfway through the third quarter. It was something that was usually flipped on us, right, when we were playing Golden State or whatever. Not to that point, but it was great to see the Cavaliers just come out without Darius. And I do think Darius got into Hero's head the other night. But it was great to see these guys come out and just absolutely establish dominant basketball from the very get-go. And halfway through the third quarter, you could see that the Miami Heat wanted to be anywhere but on their home court. And it obviously carried over through the fourth. And it was, I think this week is happening on Monday night. It's going to be interesting to see who we're going to be paired up against, because these other teams in the East that are, you know, the Pacers and the Knicks and Detroit, that should be, whoever we go up against, those should be a pretty good series. And I'm excited to see it. And one question for you, too, before I hang up.
Yeah.
Circling back to the Browns. You got five quarterbacks on this roster. If you had to pick today, and I'll hang up at this, if you had to pick today, what two quarterbacks will not be on this roster starting day?
Hi, Junior. I appreciate the call. Well, that's painful. I think if you have to pick, definitely one, because you know one of these guys is going to, they're going to carry at least two on the roster. I would struggle to think they carry three and then also practice squad one. And you'd have to practice squad two at that point, because you can only carry two active and then a third is an emergency. But you're not putting Flacco down there. You're not getting rid of him. You signed him to a one-year deal. That's the guy the fans are excited about. I would imagine Pickett would be the sort of the odd man out. You gave away a fifth-round pick and DTR in order to go get him. And he's the older, already shown something proven one. And then maybe you try to practice squad one of the two rookies, but that doesn't feel great either. That feels like a dangerous move right there by itself. But dangerous in the quarterback room, which is why I'll ask you guys at 216-474-0092. Who has a better chance to start in your eyes for the Browns? Is it Shedeur Sanders or is it Dillon Gabriel? We'll get to your calls and wrap things up coming here in 5 minutes. Jake Vollman with you guys on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.